helps when the sun shines, obviously, but it's not a bad park to kind of wander around and have a look at. It's quite a big place, isn't it?
It is very much, you know, apart from my dad having to queue for 3 quarters now for a pint. It's been everything we've done and everything, you know, we've seen so far has been spot on. You know, you walk around and everyone's just a great atmosphere inside the place.
Yeah.
There's, you know, so many different cultures, nationalities, the volunteers are spot on.
We've had a detailed chat in the last 5 minutes about all Danish football tops. That's what we've been talking about.
Yeah, there's been a lot of humbled old school just walking past. I think Denmark are just about to play Sweden in the handball arena next to us. We stood right next to the velodrome, the BMX track, with the handball arena to our right. Crossed the bridge, and there's the hockey stadium, and then just the sides, the Olympic stadium, which I'm fortunate enough to be not too far from the finishing line tonight.
Yeah, yeah, and a certain Mr. Bolt in action tonight, so yeah, that should be interesting.
We'll see how quick he is, really. In real time, is he as quick as some of the footballers we've seen in the North East? Is he as quick as James Poole?
Yeah, well, that's the question. There's been you've also got a North Easter tonight, Laura Waitman. She goes in the 1500 semis, so potentially might see a North East finalist.
Fingers crossed, let's hope so. You know, we've had a decent North East Olympics so far. Cat Copeland for me was the moment of the games. You know, I watched it on Saturday, and you know, one of those great moments that'll live with you forever. You know, not just for the Northern Echo, but you know, it was a real spectacular occasion. And did the paper proud.
Well, we'll leave Nick now to go and drink his Heineken, because he took his dad long enough to get him it, so he's got to make the most of it, and then he's off in the stadium. I'm in the stadium tonight as well to see how our North East runner goes, and we'll catch him again tomorrow when Nick will be back up in the North East, and we'll only have 3 more days of the Olympics to go.